The new world is here, and it's time for you to expand your light. My name is Debbie Hagedorn, and I am the host of this podcast, Expanding Your Divine Light. And I invite you now to stop whatever it is you're doing. To inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth as many times as is comfortable for you right now. Ascension is upon us. And it's time for you to do the work. Let's get started. Hello, hello, beautiful one. And welcome to episode number 7. I love the number 7. It truly is my favorite. Just as an aside, my birthday, my daughter's birthday, and my son's birthday, we all share the 7th day of our respective months. And so, for me, that's a 777. Anyway, just a cool thing that has always brought me joy. I wanted today simply to take a few minutes to sort of turn my heart space inside out, to give you a peek into what lies within my heart space. And as I learn and grow in the work that I do, helping others to expand into their own light, what it looks like from my perspective and the guidance that I receive to bring forth what is in my heart into the new world in a way that serves the greater good of humanity. My purpose is not small. My purpose is not about things, it's not about money, it's not about lifestyle, it's not about celebrity status, it's not about those things. My purpose is to restore Eden in the new world. And there are moments, of course, when this purpose feels way bigger than I am. And yet I know, because I've been doing the work, and I'm continuing on my path, that I will grow into my purpose in exactly the right moments for me. And right now I can sit here and tell you that when I'm in my heart space, what's come through for me is that Eden resides in my heart space. I am very familiar with Eden. My heart space has no doors. It is meant to be shared freely and with love to all who wish to engage with this energy of Eden in a way that serves the highest good, not only for themselves, but for humanity. Eden, of course, is bliss, continual bliss. The bliss doesn't go away. Eden is filled with luscious plants, high-frequency beings. These plants here with us on our journey, helping us to be all of who we are meant to be. Serving us in the way that each is designed to serve us. And we them, you see, we're not separate from them. The creatures of Eden, also high-frequency beings, here to live their lives as they are called. Eden is unity, working together as one, each allowing their unique identity to shine through. As each unique identity is a piece of a greater puzzle. And we need you to let go of the densities to become your unique light. And it is each person's light who helps to create unity in the new world, to create Eden. I am committed to this path. I am committed to helping all who have made the choice to fulfilling their soul's desires, to working with the plants, to restoring the trees, to undo the deforestation, to return health to the foods that we eat, to restore the soil to its goodness, to move it from depletion to prosperity. Biologically alive, all of these things, the sun and the water, the air and the earth, the people, the creatures, moving through their days and nights in harmony with each other. No lack. Abundance is the rule. Dancing is the norm, moving your body simply because it feels good. Following your way, regardless of what someone else may think. Understanding that we all learn differently and honoring our differences. Treating our bodies as vessels of God, which indeed they are. I am here to work with those who are committing to see their vessels, to see their bodies as vessels for Source to flow through them. And what I know in my heart And again, in my heart resides Eden. What I know to be true in my heart. Is that Eden will be restored because you make the choice to do the work for yourself. When you choose to do the work, to let go of the densities, to purge from your beingness all that is not serving your highest good, then making the choice to allow in more of who you truly are, you will then see your connection to all that is on this planet. And there will be no way for you to do anything other than treat her with kindness and love. You will be compelled to purge all chemicals from your life, from your yard, from your garden, from your personal care products, from your food. You will be compelled to reduce your usage of plastics, to reuse the things you already have, or to find someone who can. Within your yard, to utilize what some consider yard waste to create new soil, soil that's filled with biological life. We're not separate from that either. We need this biological life within the soil for us to be well and healthy. I will reiterate again and again, we are not separate from these things. A sterile environment does not serve anyone's greatest good. I invite you to skip the hand sanitizer, to eat more carrots fresh pulled from the garden. To get to know your farmer, the one who cares about what they're growing, the one who nurtures the soil in the best possible way, the one who's not using chemicals, the one who raises their animals in a humane way. Get to know the source of all of that which you put in your body. Eden requires you to pay attention to these things. Everything is energy, and everything you choose to put into your body carries an energy. And as you're doing the work to purge the low densities, the last thing you need to do is continue to feed your body low vibrational entities and energies. Eden requires you to wake up to understanding that there is nothing separate from you. And that the systems that you have become so comfortable and familiar with, because it's all you've known and it's all I've known, and it's not your fault and it's not my fault, there's no one to blame. It simply is. And now there is a chance, a choice to make. To make new. To make new again, Eden in the new world. And it happens through all of these avenues. Every facet of your life, it's time to inspect every facet of your life, to filter it through your heart space. And if it's serving you, great, good job. And if it's not, it's okay. to face the discomfort of choosing a new way. It's okay to face the fears of doing it differently than everyone else. These things are required of you if you wish to follow your soul's journey. You're not meant to be like everyone else. You're not meant to fit into the systems. The systems are crumbling. The old systems will fail. They cannot be a part of the new world. In Eden, there is no Big Pharma. There is no one method of learning. There is no corrupt banking system. There is no corrupt political system. It doesn't matter which system you wish to talk about. All of the old systems are not welcome in the new world. So again, I implore you to filter through your heart space everything that you use, everything that you do, everything that you say in your current existence, to ensure that these things are of the highest vibration for you in this moment. Baby steps, 1% every day. If you can commit to expansion of yourself, 1% every day, you will arrive in Eden, I promise you this. ...2021 is a revolutionary year. If you choose it. I am here. If you wish to chat, reach out. If you're called to work with me, let's chat. We'll see what feels like the right fit for the two of us. I will be creating some group spaces in the near future, allowing that to unfold in perfect time. And until then, I will speak with you again here on this podcast. Sending you so much love. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.